Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Gene Brunson, a retired Christian counselor and author of the best-selling book, What Lies in the Shadows, How Truth Healed a Splintered Mind. Brunson chronicles Kathy's 16-year counseling journey using excerpts from her 30 journals. The healing journey took Kathy through fierce spiritual battles where she developed a deeper understanding of Jesus' power against the forces of darkness. Gene, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Well, thank you.
So, Gene, for starters, tell us what actually inspired you to write this book, What Lies in the Shadows?
I was inspired by Kathy's story, a very incredible story about a woman who had been through some horrible, horrible events in her childhood. And I wanted to help her. And I also knew that there must be other people that have gone through things like that that might be able to read the book and that would help them. And then there are people that just don't understand demons and that kind of thing, and they think they do. And that can get them in trouble. So I wanted people to know the truth about DID and multiple personalities and how they are created.
I know we've talked off the air on some of these details, and this is certainly a must read, and really appreciate your taking action on your inspiration to write this book. Now, how did you realize Kathy had been traumatized, and what were the red flags there?
It really happened suddenly. We were counseling, and all of a sudden she kind of changed in her chair, and she started talking, and she was telling me about being in her bed at night, and that there was a man in her room, and she felt like she was in three places at once, trying to get away from him, and he was still following her. And finally, I guess he left. I never was exactly sure about that, but she was getting really scared, and I asked her if she wanted me to pray, and we prayed, and she started feeling better. But during the time that I prayed, I felt a demon in the room. But chills and icy silence, and my hair reaching for the ceiling. It was just a really crazy feeling there for a while. But soon it all just went away. And that's when I understood that there was a demon. And then I also understood that Kathy was dealing with dissociative identity disorder. She eventually had about 70 different personalities.
Wow, that's quite a unique situation, and what an experience. Unbelievable. Now, how did you realize she had multiple personalities? Get into some of that, if you would.
The fact that she was in three places at once, and there was children, there were three different people that were talking, not really people, but three different parts of her. One would be, say, the adult, and then either one or two of them were children alters.
Well, there's no doubt that you have a lot to tell, and you've not only gone through an experience here with Kathy that you've gotten in this book, but outside of that situation, there's plenty to tell as well, I have no doubt. Today, we're joined by Gene Brunson, a retired Christian counselor and author of the best-selling book, What Lies in the Shadows, How Truth Healed a Splintered Mind, as she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, working in association with the Author Channel, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Gene, what was the worst thing that happened in counseling?
She went into the office, the reception room, and the receptionist called me, and I went to see her, and she had left. And she left her stuff, and she was just gone. So she was definitely in an altered state. And so I had to look all around her, and I ended up going in the back part of the church. There was a big parking lot, and then there were some trees. And she had climbed the tree way above what a person should be able to climb, and the tree had long thorns, and I knew I couldn't get her down, and she was still mumbling about whatever memory she was in. So I called maintenance, and they came and got her down and got us back to the church. And they never even asked why she was in the tree. But it was pretty scary for me because I didn't know what to do. So we came down. We went back in my office, and she just continued the memory. I was afraid I was going to lose her completely because I had no idea where she went.
Well, this is not everyday happenings, that's for sure, and this is certainly proof. I couldn't even imagine having to be on your side and to deal with that, and you certainly did not give up, and it says a lot about you as well. So what did you actually do to help Kathy?
I helped her. She would come in, and she would just start talking like Kathy, and then something would just trigger her, and she would... her face would change, and most of the time she would move to the floor. Sometimes she would lay down on the floor, but she would actually do what she was doing in the memory. There was one situation that I remember particularly, a pretty scary situation. When she went down to the floor, I asked her who she was, what altar she was, and she said, anyway, she told me the name, and she was digging in the carpet like she was digging underground, and I asked her where she was, and she said that she was in the pit, and she was still digging, and she said, need to get out of here, bunnies, and I said, did the bunnies have long ears and little tails? She goes, no, big ears and scary tails. And I said, they're rats. And she goes, they're rats. So she got really scared. And that moved her into, because I asked her why she was there and how she got in that place. And then she started to tell me about a situation that was going on in the church. The big one, the king, was coming. And so everybody was celebrating, and he was on a donkey. And the donkey stepped on her foot, and she cried. And so Miss Martha took her down to the pit, and then she cleaned her up, and she put a pretty dress on her. And she was supposed to be the chosen one. And the chosen one actually meant that she was the one that was going to be hurt that day. And so that did happen. And they actually put her on a cross. It was a clothesline that was made into a cross. And her hands were hurt, and she had hurts on her hand where the cross went through, and she still has those scars. So how I helped her was really just listening to her, and actually even when she would go home at night, she would call me, and each time that she came to my office, she would remember another horrible memory, and I would help her to listen to the altars because they knew what happened, and I would help her listen and understand so that she could combine that altar into her personality again, because it was off, it was away from her personality. And that's what she needed, was she needed someone to be there with her and help her understand and help her to integrate that altar into her personality. It took a long, long time. It took a very long time. But she finally did. And now she's much better. She's married now. It was her third marriage, but she's married now to a man who helps her and understands her. And yet she still has a lot of times when she just gets a little off, you know, because the memories are starting to come back.
Yeah, we never know what people have gone through and what they're still going through, and that's living proof right there. So talk to us about the impact of abuse and how to find forgiveness. That's certainly an important factor in anyone's daily life.
Okay, but finding forgiveness from abuse is very difficult, and it usually needs somebody there, a strong person there to be with you to help, let them help you. With Kathy, most of the time when we were trying to help her forgive, she could forgive she would be angry, but then she would forgive. Jesus helped her because, like I'm remembering one altar whose name was Nobody's Home. And Nobody's Home held a lot of anger. And so what I did was I helped her through Jesus. I asked Jesus to help her let go of the anger, knowing that there was going to be a lot more that she was going to have to deal with. But she just had to do it a little bit at a time. And she did. Then she would feel the presence of Jesus when she finished that part of the anger. I also helped her because there were a lot of demons that would come and go. And at the end of the session, I would have her talk to the demons and deny them and make them go away. And then she would say, I'm a child of Papa God. The true Lord Jesus comforts me, and the Spirit of Truth shows me the truth.
For those that are listening that are having a hard time believing that demons exist in the spiritual warfare exist, it truly does. I actually personally have gone through quite a few occasions that I won't repeat here, but it certainly supports everything that Gene is telling us today. It's mind-blowing. It certainly is. Lastly, talk to us about how hope and healing of the mind is possible through Jesus Christ.
Okay. First of all, you have to believe. And if you don't believe, it's not really going to be much help. But you can go to someone and ask them to help you and to tell you about Jesus and how he can help you forgive and move on with your life. And sometimes it can be easy and it's just not that big a deal. But a lot of times it can take years for a person to continue through the process of healing from the anger. It just depends on, first of all, the personality of the person, and also just getting help. It's really hard to do it alone. It helps to have someone there with you. So, Kathy, I did stand by her. I'm still standing by her. It's been years. I got a call from her yesterday because she was upset about something. And I told her, I said, you know, I prayed for her, and I said, do what Jesus wants you to do. She has a deep relationship with Jesus. I don't know anybody else. I do know one other person who's also DID. But they have such a deep relationship that they can just talk to him anytime, anywhere, and help themselves to heal.
Gene, we certainly do appreciate what you do and for joining us here today to introduce this book, What Lies in the Shadows, How Truth Healed a Splintered Mind. Where can listeners get more information on the book, more information on you, and where could they best pick up the book as well?
They can get the book at Amazon, and there's other places. My website is genebrunson.com. I'm on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Anyway, I'm easy to find. Just go to genebrunson.com and you can probably find everything from there.
And that certainly works. Again, it is genebrunson.com. Gene, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
All right. Thank you very much.
And it certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Gene Brunson, a retired Christian counselor and author of the best-selling book, What Lies in the Shadows, How Truth Healed a Splintered Mind. And once again, for all the details, visit genebrunson.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.